Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, which we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, we're in Masechta Chagiga, the third parak Mishnayos Hay and Vav. And the Mishnah brings another instance where Truma is more strict than Kodesh, because the Mishnah says, let's say you have Ami Ha'aretz who are selling Kalim, and we want to know if they're okay or not. So Minam Odias V'lifnim, if you have a radius of 15 mil in this to this town of Modias from Yerushalayim, so that's the expression Minam Odias V'lifnim. So then Manam Al Klicheres, then the Ami Ha'aretz are going to be believed about small earthenware utensils, pots, cups, jars, etc., if they're used for Kodesh. Usually, we assume that they're Tameh, Midrabanan, but we make a special exception for these small Kalim in this small area, because in Yerushalayim, small Kalim were in great demand. They were used for cooking meat of Karbanos and making Menachos, and so therefore, Okli Cheres had to be brought in from elsewhere. However, because we can't have pottery furnaces in Yerushalayim, which would have blackened the walls of Yerushalayim, that would have made a problem. So we made a rule that what? That the kalim of the Ami Ha'aretz are Tameh when they're sold by Ami Ha'aretz, then kalim that are sold by Ami Ha'aretz would have been unable to be used for a Kodesh, and we would have had a real crisis in terms of the pots. And so therefore, only the pots of the Chavirim would have been usable for Karbanos, and there weren't enough Chavirim. So Chazal said, we don't create a situation where we can't follow through, and goes in Gezerah al Tzibur, Elam Kein Rov Tzibur Yecholim Lamod Ba. We don't make a Gezerah on the Tzibur unless the majority can follow through. So they didn't follow through with this Gezerah on the Kli Cheres, but they made the limitation from Odias within. Now Odias for the Chutz, Einam Nemanim, but we don't trust them from Odias outward. So how is that so? Under what circumstances do we trust the potter? So we say, if you have a potter who is selling his pots, and he came into an area from Odias, so under those circumstances, he's believed as long as he, the seller, is the potter who brought them in, and he didn't get it from somebody else, because then he can say what exactly happened. The pots are the ones he bought, and not others that he added to those he brought. And also, that these are the potters, and these are the buyers who saw him bring them. That is to say, even if he's saying that the Tower of the Pots were being brought by himself, a chaver buying the pot inside Yerushalayim can trust him only if he saw the potter bring the pot. Otherwise, he can't take the word that these are tar. Yatza, but once he leaves Modias, Eino Neman, he won't be allowed to be trusted, because the Gezerah is not applicable anymore. The limitation on the Gezerah is not applicable anymore. And we have to go ahead and do something about the situation. Now, Hagaboyim Shenichnasu L'soch Abayis, what happens when you have utensils that are owned by a chaver? And the tax collector comes in, and he takes some of these utensils to pay off a tax debt. Or V'chein HaGanam Shachziras HaKelim, or thieves who returns clay cheres that they stole to the rightful owners. Now, Manam Lomar Lo Nagana, we trust them to say they didn't touch any of the utensils in the house other than the ones that they took, right? Or even that they didn't touch the inside in the case of the Ganavim, and therefore the utensils are still considered to be tar, right? Now, how do we trust a thief? So the Meiri points out that thieves are believed only when they return the Kli Cheres out of a desire for tshuva. But if they return it because they were afraid of being caught, so then they obviously don't have Ne'emanus, they can't be trusted. Yerushalayim Ne'emanim ala Kodesh. In Yerushalayim, they'd also be believed, the Ami Ha'aretz, about the Tower of even larger earthenware kelim that are used for Kodesh. And as far as Yom Tov is concerned, during the period of the Shalosh Regalim, so then they would be trusted even on the status of Truma, the Kalim that are used for Truma, because everyone has the status of Chaver during the Yom Tov season. But see, we see since during the rest of the year we trust the Chaver for Kodesh and not for Truma, and Am Haaretz for Kodesh and not for Truma. So in that situation, we see that the deal for Truma is more strict. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.